All right, guys, I'll give you the injury report and then, you know, let you guys fire away with some questions. Tyvon Branch didn't practice today. Andre Girard, Tony Paschos did not practice. Menelik Watson was back out there today, limited, and Andre Holmes was limited with a hamstring. Feel free.
Do you change tempo or anything during practice when you're facing a team that has an up-tempo?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, we practiced the no-huddle offense a lot over the last couple of days, and just so our guys get used to the fact that they're on the ball pretty quick and being able to handle that communication process that we have to be able to handle. So our guys really to this point have done a pretty good job of that, but it'll be a big factor in the game of our ability defensively to get the communication out that we need to get so that we're all on the same page.
You had Peyton Manning already, who does some of that, and other teams that have done it. I think Tracy Porter was saying these guys are even a little bit more extreme in terms of how fast they run it.
They're pretty fast. They may be the fastest that we've seen as far as just getting on the ball and running plays, and that's part of what the philosophy of that offense is to get on the ball and run plays, and try to get the defense. In a situation where they're not aligned properly, they're not focused on what their keys are. They're just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage and get lined up. So that's something that we've practiced a lot this week. We'll practice it again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Do you limit the amount of substitutions then? Obviously, you can make defensively when they're going at that pace. Is it tougher to?
Yeah, if they're on the ball, you know, it limits what you can do from a substitution package standpoint. Obviously, if they substitute, then we have the ability to match. So that's part of – it's all part of what we got to, prepare for, and when can we get our subs on the field, and when do we have to, stick with the group that's out on the field. So we've got to have a plan to prepare for, whatever package they put out there to start with in a series that we could potentially have to be in that package for the whole series.
Coach, you mentioned that they're fifth in the NFL in rushing, even though they run this spread, up-tempo style. How is LeSean McCoy able to be so effective in this offense?
Well, he's a good runner. I think they do a good job up front. I think the type of scheme that they run fits his running style. He does a great job with his patience in running the football and being able to pick his spots and pick the soft spots in the defense and, get up inside or use his speed to get around the edge. I mean, I think their offense fits the personnel that they have.
At the same time, they've struggled to get their run game going in the last two games. What have you seen from film? The teams have been so successful.
Well, I think the key is you got to be able to get lined up, and you got to be able to attack the line of scrimmage, and you got to get, as I always say in the run game, you got to get 11 hats around the ball, and that'll be critical again. And because this guy's a good back and he can make a guy miss in space, so we got to try to limit the space that we got to make tackles in, and then we got to get multiple guys to the ball to make sure we get this guy down.
How has your interior run blocking been?
The interior run blocking with our offensive line?
Yeah,
I think it's been solid. Like I said, the first half of the game last week, we rushed the ball pretty effectively. Not so much in the second half, but that part of that is the team we played last week was pretty good on defense too. So I've been pleased with what I've seen run blocking wise. We're beginning to make a little bit of progress from a running game standpoint, and hopefully we'll be able to continue that through the rest of the season.
Some of the players on offense were speaking yesterday the importance of finishing strong versus how they start. How have you stressed that this week for Sunday?
Well, we made a big point of it. Right now we're in the top five in the league, and as far as first quarter scoring differential, I mean we've been able to start fast, and I think that's a critical aspect of playing good football, especially at home. Because the crowd gets in it, the crowd gets excited. But we've got to do a better job of finishing the game. We got to do a better job of staying focused and maintaining the same attitude, the same mindset, throughout the football game.
How about your special teams prep particularly against DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, well, I think we all understand that they've got a couple of really good returners, and they haven't used DeSean back there a whole lot, but obviously if he's back there, he's very explosive with the ball in his hands, and we got to do a great job with our coverage teams of being able to get down the field. And again, so coverage teams are just like defense. Okay, it's about getting 11 hats around the ball, 10 usually when you consider the punter and the kicker, but we got to get a bunch of guys around the ball. We got to keep him contained. We can't let him get outside of our defense or our special teams.
It's almost half the season in the books now. The decision to bring in Charles Woodson, has it been everything that you hoped it would be, maybe more, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, no, he's been a huge addition to our football team. Like I said, when we brought him in here, we didn't bring him in here just to be a leader for our football team. We brought him in here because he was a good football player, and he still had the ability to make plays on Sundays. And he's gone out there and done that. He's done a great job for us, both in coverage. He's one of the best tacklers that we have on the football team. And as well as that, his swagger, his demeanor, his leadership ability has really rubbed off on, again, not just the defense, but the whole football team.
He said the other day, I think it was, he was talking about DJ Hayden, and people had asked what he'd said to DJ, and he said, not much, basically. He said he's just got to go out there and make plays. So he's not constantly in the guy's ear, but is that just kind of the way he approaches things usually from what you've observed?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Charles is a guy that sits back, he does his job, he understands what he's looking for, but he also has some, a lot of times, everybody looks to it that, you got to be talking to the guy constantly, having private meetings with him all the time. It's really more about the little things and where you need to put your eyes and what you need to be looking for so that you can anticipate the things that you're going to see on Sunday. Because with every offense or with every defense, there's certain tips and tails that, give you an idea of what they're going to do, but whether it be run or pass or what type of route that you might see. And those are the little bitty things that I think he can help and has helped DJ with.
With your return game, is it Jones and Ford again, or are you still tinkering with that?
No, we're going to go with Taiwan back there on kickoffs and Jacoby on the punt returns. And I did see some explosiveness in our return game. We still got to work to improve that, but our guys are working hard, and it's just a matter of time before we're able to hit one.
Going against a team that thrives in space and certain young players like C.O. Moore, what are you really looking for from some of those younger players?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for them to go out and execute and do their job. I mean, I think we got some athletic players on the defensive side of the ball. I think our guys are playing with a lot of enthusiasm and they're running to the football really well. And when they get there, they've arrived with a bad attitude. And C.O.'s one guy that demonstrates that. So, I'm just looking for guys that want to go out there and execute their job and play really hard.
You have a lot of different responsibilities as a head coach, but as a former defensive coordinator, how much time do you kind of get into that defensive game plan and kind of, get your hands dirty enough?
Yeah, well, I mean, I spend a lot of time with the defensive staff and game planning and what we do defensively, but I got a great staff in there. They've done a great job, not only, JT, but the rest of the defensive staff. And I think being that, for the most part, all of us are here together for the second year, I think, we got a better feel of what we're looking for and how we want to attack, different offenses. And I think our players have done a great job of buying into that system.
With the group of backup receivers, is there a separation between the guys who are active and Kreiner, or is it tight, or how close is that competitive?
Well, it's pretty tight. I think really, I feel comfortable with all our receivers. I think we got a good, solid group of wide receivers. I don't know that we have that Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, Green in Cincinnati. I mean, I don't know that we have that guy, but I think we have a real solid group of receivers, and I feel comfortable with any one of those guys that we put in the game.